For many years now, the search for unknown or forgotten soul singers has led deep into musical archives. Yet, new music is still out there waiting to be discovered. Music critic Milo Miles says this year's best find is the West African singer and bandleader El Rego. A new album collects his singles from the late 60s and early 70s.
It may seem counterintuitive, but the history of world music proves that unfamiliar instruments and rhythms cross borders much more readily than vocal styles. There's no question that starting in the late 60s, soul and then funk became very popular in sub-Saharan Africa. Decades of reissues show that a lot of players found their way into electric guitar, and that enriching the big beat of the West was a cinch for African percussionists. Regarding singers, only South Africa had a gospel tradition that was ready for soul from the get-go. An additional handicap for many countries was that while young bands enjoy jamming on funk riffs and rhythms, they're more comfortable with folk forms and are not notably skilled at writing what the West would consider tight pop songs. El Rego from Benin in West Africa has no such problems with his first album available in the U.S., a collection of vintage 45s. From the start, his band The Commandos is in the pocket, and the leader's phrasing and tone connects right away. Of course, there's lots of James Brown in there, but while other Benin singers of the period are more scary than funky when they echo Soul Brother No. 1, El Rego makes restraint sound not only like more fun, but more insightful. His confident flair with soul is a bit mysterious. He was not a precocious, obsessive fan. Rego and the Commandos were trying to give the people what they wanted as much as anything. And indeed, the first track on the El Rego collection features a vocal by the guest singer who showed them the way, the wonderfully named Eddie Black Power.
Your need. All right. Lord, I know.
As always with international music, however, language can erect barriers. One song, available only as a download or as a bonus 45 with the vinyl version of the album, tells a poignant story of two blind men who decide to commit suicide together by jumping in the river. But if you can't understand the words, the story does not improve the tune. El Rego's backstory does enhance another track, which is dedicated to the Marxist Revolution of 1972.
El Rego ji han do mole devenu tolo beja wansi suji. Devenu tolo beja wansi suji. Ay somo hove doni mesi tole.
El Rego explains in his liner notes that as part of a crackdown on personal freedoms in general, and nightlife in particular, he was arrested and told he would be released if he wrote a pro-revolution song. He had to agree, but he couldn't help but make it a very melancholic blues. And that's exactly what it sounds like, a praise song written at gunpoint. The funky party days are over in Benin, but the El Rego collection insists that they not be forgotten.
We are in a man who can be a woman. We are in a man who can be a woman.
Milo Miles reviewed El Rego on Daptone Records. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Fred Snyder. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross. Don't go yet, yeah, whoa.